Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Good afternoon. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Wednesday, February 24th, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. It's just an open can of worms everywhere. A former aide to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says that she resigned in 2018 after he forcibly kissed her during a meeting. The allegations come at a time where the governor has faced scrutiny for his handling of the coronavirus pandemic in nursing homes, and a bipartisan group of state lawmakers are seeking to curb his emergency powers. The woman who is making the sexual misconduct allegations against Cuomo, Lindsay Boylan, is running for Manhattan Borough president. She has previously accused Cuomo of repeated harassment, but did not offer many details until she published a post on Medium Wednesday. Boylan alleged that Cuomo had compared her to a former girlfriend of his, and he asked her to play strip poker. In her Medium post, Boylan said, quote, "It was an uncomfortable but all too familiar feeling. The struggle to be taken seriously by a powerful man who tied her worth to her body and her appearance." She acknowledged that she was not trying to seek revenge in her testimony, that she was proud to have been part of the Cuomo administration. However, quote, "his abusive behavior needs to stop." Thanks for lifting our spirits there, Mitt. Senator Mitt Romney of Utah is mentally preparing himself for a Donald Trump comeback in 2024. He seems to think the former president will have political control over the Republican Party for a few more years. Romney, who is the only Republican senator who voted to convict Trump at both of his impeachment trials, said during an event Tuesday that Trump would win the 2024 Republican presidential nomination, quote, "in a landslide." Romney has said he would support an effort to stop Trump from regaining the nomination, saying he would get behind someone who more closely represented the GOP that he sides with. The trials that we face as women seem endless. A woman who was a dental hygienist at a Virginia prison was fired from her job for wearing a tampon. A tampon. A body scanner found the object when she went to work in July 2019, after which she was interrogated and questioned for hours about why or what the object was. Are you kidding me? Even though the woman was able to prove that she was on her period at the time and not trying to smuggle contraband, the Augusta Correctional Center still allegedly fired her over it. This is obviously a form of sexual discrimination. What did authorities expect her to do? The woman has filed a lawsuit, and a U.S. district judge has allowed it to move forward. Another day, another story about police brutality. The family of a 30-year-old Navy veteran says he died days after police knelt on his neck for nearly 5 minutes. The incident, which happened in December, is now the subject of a wrongful death lawsuit. Allegedly, police were trying to restrain Angelo Quinto as he was suffering from a mental health episode while he was home with his family. Quinto lost consciousness and was taken to a hospital, where he died 3 days later. The New York Times conducted an internal investigation that found that staffers of color have a much harder time in the workplace than white employees. Surprise, surprise. The newspaper relayed on Wednesday how employees of color dealt with, quote, "unsettling and sometimes painful day-to-day workplace experiences, as Black and Latino colleagues face the largest and most pervasive challenges in the newsroom. Because of this, the company has found that they are not enabling the workplace to produce their best work. Black and Latino staffers are underrepresented in positions of leadership, and Black employees have left the company at disproportionately higher rates than that of white employees." The New York Times has vowed to increase, quote, "diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts, and to increase the representation of Black and Latino leaders by 50%. Let's see if they actually stick to this. That's all for today. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.